I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a pill for that? Is there a pill for that? Oh, my gosh. If you live in North America, the United States in particular, you bet your bottom, what, Federal Reserve note dollar? There's probably 4 billion pills for that. And if I'm going to get cocky, this is not the time because this article makes me want to cry. You know, I think here we are making a dent, making some good news happen here that less people than ever might be on drugs. Taking drugs, prescribing drugs. And guess what happens? We get slammed in the head by a 2x4 pharmaceutical pill. Right. There's a pill for that. Drug prescriptions in the United States hit a record high. Not the kind of high you want to have, the natural high of feeling great, loving life, the spirit flowing through you. No, the drugs. The synthetic toxic poisons approved by the Fear and Death Administration flowing through you at a rate unlike any other rate in the history, in recorded human history. That's right. In 2011, drug prescriptions in the United States hit a record high. Are you one of them? One of them. It's likely. Why do I say that? 4.02 billion. Billion with a B. Where is Carl Sagan when you need him? Billions and billions of drugs. 2011, 4.02 billion drug prescriptions were written last year in the United States, up from 3.99 billion. It was already embarrassing. Now it's gone over 4 billion. It's like McDonald's, billions and billions served. It's like, no, drive-through drug dispensing. Billions and billions of prescriptions written every year. You want perspective on it? You won't get it in the old media, even as this is referenced through the show notes today, by the way. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place, the drug-free place. The drug-free place in America. It's right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We talk about the healing methods, substances, and other things that you can get that you won't find anywhere else. Certainly in the media that's controlled by about 3 corporations, all of which are aligned to the demon spawn of IG Farben, Nazi-era World War II Germany. Drug prescriptions, 4.02 billion. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. And if you're concerned about this, you can always call me in the next hour, 800-259-5791. Live on the air here, 800-259-5791. There's a pill for that. Now, we have a remedy for that, too. It's reading the Robert Scott Bell Show blog. It's signing up for email alerts there. It's listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, not just today, but 6 days a week. 5 additional days in addition to right here through GCN and all of our wonderful affiliates around these United States, as well as, guess where, National News Radio. And you can check it all out at robertscottbell.com. My dear friend John Rappaport also wrote about this. Mind-boggling report, how many drug prescriptions are written every year? And, of course, the 4.02 billion number, as Medical News Today reported, is listed. What does that mean? That's an average of roughly 13. Lucky 13 prescriptions for each man, woman, and child. About one prescription, new prescription, every month for every American. And you know what's even scarier about this report? It doesn't include over-the-counter drugs. Nope, doesn't include OTC medications. Not at all. Nothing to do with that. Not anywhere in here. So how many billions of OTC drugs are being taken? Probably would dwarf it. Maybe we triple the rate. Are we talking 13, 12 billion? Prescription and non-prescriptions going on every year? And what are the effects of all of these drugs? I've said it for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do not live in the United States of America anymore. For a long time now, the decline of the 20th century has been the reintroduction of a new America. And that new America is known as Drug America. The United States of Drug America. Now, I went to the community pool yesterday with my daughter. We got some vitamin D for free. They haven't outlawed it yet, have they? Yet, when I'm there, you had four adults coming in, two couples coming in to play some kind of beanbag game they set up where you throw beanbags into a hole or something, you get points. Before they started playing and setting it up, they slathered each other, sprayed each other down with high SPF sun protection factor sunscreen. The word is not getting out into enough places. Now, I'm not panicking here. I recognize at any given time in the history of the world, there's only been a small fraction of a percentage of people on the planet that have been awake and aware enough to know what was going on and to not be duped or to wake up after having been duped, like many of my listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including myself, having been duped by a lot of these things. Did I remember slathering on sunscreen when I grew up? Yeah, they started warning us. The sun causes cancer. Look out, the sun! Who created the sun? God created the sun. So are you going to curse God? No, it was a lie. The sun doesn't cause cancer. In fact, it facilitates the production of things that prevent cancer. Yet, a large swath majority, maybe you even call it a supermajority, have no earthly idea that that's the case yet. And so they still dutifully put on their bodies carcinogenic chemicals. Yes, cancer-causing chemicals on their skin to prevent something that is caused by what they're using to prevent it. Isn't that bizarre? And then as I was hanging out there with my daughter, she's seven, another man came in, a grandpa with a five-year-old little girl. And my daughter, they played. That was nice. So I chatted with him. He's a Army vet, I think. He served, or a Naval vet, one of the others. He was up in Norfolk, Virginia Beach area and had moved. And we were talking about things. Of course, it always comes around to Medicare and Obamacare. And he was definitely not a big fan of Obama. But I pointed out, of course, that Romney and the Republicans are not a whole heck of a lot better. And he had to sheepishly admit, yes, unfortunately, that's the case as well. But he was proud. He was happy because he says, listen, I'm only on a baby aspirin a day. I'm doing great. I mean, you know, he's sort of bragging to me. And I didn't mind that kind of bragging. I was congratulating. I said, well, I'll brag on you. Just like I brag on my mom at 78 who's on no drugs at all. He's doing a baby aspirin today. If that were the only thing that somebody was doing at that age, hey, hallelujah, more power to you. I can explain to you how you don't even need that, but that's maybe something we'll get into today. Oh, by the way, what are we doing here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show? More right frequency healing. Yes, more healing that is not approved by any government anywhere. And you're going to hear about it today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Judy Irwin is going to return in hour two. And we had a lot of response to the sarcoidosis episode we did a couple of weeks back. I wanted her back to tell her story. And it's autoimmunity galore, including lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. And what else? Lyme disease, especially Lyme. You heard of Lyme? L-Y-M-E, Lyme disease. So get ready. Tell your friends. We're going to be hitting that pretty big time today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So you'll have to check that out. What else do we have going on here besides 4 billion prescription drug scripts written every year? Fluoride in the water in Portland? What happened to you Portlandians, you earth muffins? How did this happen? They run roughshod over you? The great democracy of Portland, Oregon. No, they're poisoning you. How about recovery, sports drinks? Did you know that beer? I'm going to tell you, beer might be a good thing for you, especially you sports fans. Listen up to this. We have a moment of doubt about weight loss planned. What's the fish oil fiasco? I'll get to that. Birth control could increase your incidence of infection. I'll tell you about that, as well as more superbug disasters. And how about some quotes on QE3? Are you ready? Modern medicine won't bankrupt you. Ben Bernanke will. We'll tell you all about that. 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And if you'd like to call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. That'll get you all plugged in. So, meeting with this guy, he says, I'm not on anything but a baby aspirin. And I was very happy. So he's not one of the 4 billion prescriptions. Great. I met somebody. But turns out, he gets the flu shot every year. That's right.
And weirdly enough, and I don't even think at this point I told him what I did and what I do as a homeopath and radio and everything. At some point he asked me, as we were just chatting about, do you know anything about detoxifying heavy metals? I thought, wow, what an interesting question. I said, do you have dental amalgam, silver fillings filled with mercury? He says, no. I was great when I was in the military. I got the dentist before I knew I was leaving, you know, going into retirement to take care of all my dental work for 10 years running. And he put gold fillings on him. Now, you can thank the taxpayers for that, of course, but at least he was put an inert metal in there that would not harm his health. But no, he said, yeah, I get the flu shot every year. And of course, oh, that explains it. So he was even aware of the mercury, 25 to 50 micrograms of mercury per shot. And of course, that will facilitate down the road, even though he's got a good, strong constitution compared to most at that age. It will facilitate down the road the reality that he will be on, unfortunately, medical drugs. Because he's covered, right? And here's the great ruse. You want more coverage through Obamacare, Medicare, Medicaid? It will guarantee you that you will be on multiple drugs, multiple meds. You can hold out as long as you like, Grandpa, but they're going to come for you. And they're coming for you because they're giving you an annual flu shot that's going to facilitate neurological degradation. Now, this guy can obviously methylate mercury like nobody's business because he was only a little bit overweight. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the increased uptake of that heavy metal content from wherever, if you live in Portland, Oregon. Stand by for that and lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show like nowhere else in media. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. This is where we remind you and we provide that power back to you. What? So you can heal yourself. It's your birthright right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, I'd like to think we're making progress here in the United States of Health Talk Radio rather than the United States of Drug America. But when we hear 4 billion prescriptions a year, not including OTC drugs, it's a sad state. I mean, nobody has to take over America. We don't have to be invaded from Al-Qaeda. We're doing it to ourselves. It's like you're letting the Nazis of IG Farben, the demon spawn, all these decades after World War II ended, and they're doing it to you by drugs. Well, I know not everybody here in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. I mean, I love you here, and I appreciate you here. But 4 billion plus, your friends, your family, your neighbors, all on drugs. Congress, all on drugs. The president, on drugs. Who are the sane ones? The orthorexics. The ones they claim are crazy because we eat organically. We don't want pesticides. We don't want to drug our kids. We don't want to vaccinate our kids. And we're the ones being attacked as the outliers. And, of course, we are, in a sense. We're not part of the sheeple, right? And they look at you and they say, you're the danger to me because you're holding the mirror up to me. I don't want to see the fact that I'm on drugs and I'm not eating healthy. Of course, they're sucking down the fluoride as well. Hello, Portland, Oregon. Hello, Portland. I love you. What's going on up there? Portland, Oregon, which never, never fluoridated its water supply. And over time earned the distinction as the biggest city in the country to say no to fluoridation. Reverse course this last Wednesday with a unanimous vote by the city council to add fluoride beginning in 2014. Okay? You got less than 2 years to get out of there. The decision's going to cost Portland, which I'm sure is flush with funds, an extra $5 million to carry out poisoning the people of Portland. Toxic poison, rat poison pesticides into the water to, guess what? Increase the uptake of heavy metals. I talked about the grandpa I met in the 60s, getting his flu shot every year. If he's drinking fluoridated water, you can guarantee it'll increase the uptake until he no longer can. Although he did say, I will say this, he said, because I mentioned selenium, he said, yeah, my doctor told me I should take a lot of selenium. I wonder if his doctor listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show. But if he does, he probably has to take Ambien to sleep at night, because at the same time, he endorses giving old people, grandpas and grandmas, the flu shot. He's telling them, take selenium to get rid of the mercury. Why just stop at the flu shot and say no more flu shot? Oh, I know. It's the game. You're licensed. You don't want to lose your license by speaking facts and the truth. And this is the, what would you call it? The cognitive dissonance that requires a lot of people to take drugs because they can't handle living the way they are in conflict with creation. We want to help people. We want to hurt people. Wait, what is that? I went into medicine to help you, but I have to poison you first. I'm so sorry. I have to poison your infants. I have to poison grandma and grandpa with intoxicating you with flu shots, etc. And if you live this way and you know that, that's why people want to remain in ignorance. Now, they call it blissful ignorance, right? Ignorance is bliss. It's not, because ignorance is toxic. Ignorance can give you cancer, and you will not know why it came about. Therefore, you will subject yourself to chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery because of your ignorance, you know, kept you in the dark so that you wouldn't have to know that you have to be an orthorexic to be healthy. Yeah, I tease the DSM-5 orthorexia, right? The psychiatric community is looking at all of us who eat well, who don't vaccinate, as I said, and calling us the disease, when in fact they are the disease. It's one thing to talk about your problems. It's quite another to drug you out of them and drug you into 10, 15, 20, or 30 others. Now, there's a lot of protest in Portland, but it didn't matter. The fix was in. Unanimous vote to what? Fluoridate the water supply in Portland? Come on, you Portlandians, you didn't know better? Of course you do. What's going on? So it's a communist plot. Of course, that's been utilized in a current, let's say, mechanism to discredit anybody who stands against fluoride. Oh, you're just claiming everybody's a communist. Well, communal poisoning of the water supply, does that make sense? That's communal. It's communism, sure. And they're claiming, well, listen, we've got the worst tooth decay in the nation in Portland. Well, there's a different story for that. There are certain mineral deficiencies that are likely present. Maybe the parents in Portland are feeding their kids refined foods, refined sugars, artificial colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. And they're saying, but look, if we can water, if we can pesticide the water, if we can fluoridate the water, we'll get all of these kids and they won't have dental fluorosis. Wait a second. That's caused by fluoride. The very thing they want to put in the water causes modeling of the teeth, weakening of the teeth. But oh, it's good. We know it's good. Well, if it's so good, then let the people go to a dentist. You want to provide it for free? Let them go to a dentist and poison their children. I don't like the idea, but I don't like the idea of the nanny state forcing the poisoning on everybody. Let the stupid people choose to be poisoned and leave everybody else alone. And if you're not stupid yet, if you fluoridate your water and drink it, you will get stupid. And as I said, it will weaken not only your bones, but your will, your ability to see clearly and act clearly on information. And you will become one of the fluoridated sheeple, now Portland, Oregon, by 2014. Why? How did this happen? The fix was in. Find out who on the city council or if everybody was paid off in some ways. And, of course, if they say, well, we'll put in the water, everybody will be helped. Well, that's it. That's for ingestion. That's for bathing. The only claim of benefit, which I dispute, is for topical use because it's so toxic. It kills the bacteria that are supposedly contributing to what? Dental decay, tooth cavities. And yet we have so many other ways we can address tooth decay. From something like a simple sugar like xylitol, to essential oils, to silver hydrosol, colloidal silver, to eradicate these microbes that are contributing here, to ionic toothbrushes. But no, 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 that would require that you take responsibility for your own health and require a step away from communal communism and collectivism, medical collectivism, which is the greatest danger to your health, and a restoration, not of your tooth veneer, but of individual liberty. Yes, it is. It is a battle of chemical, pharmaceutical collectivism versus your individual ability to decide how best to care for your health and the health of your children. But yet again, I now don't hold a lot of hope for the future of America. Why? Well, because we got 4.02 billion prescriptions being written as of 2011, and that was up over 2010. What does that tell you? The people are on a kamikaze mission to destroy themselves, to weaken their will, to go back into the so-called state of toxicological blissful ignorance because they don't like what's happening. And you can drug yourself out of it, drug yourself back into the matrix. I know some people want to. They don't want to feel it. They don't want to see it. But listen, this has been going on for a long time. And this is the place where we open our eyes and see it. And then we can either circumnavigate it, unplug from it, or maybe we can reach out our hands and help the people who are ready to wake up as well with us right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's what we do every week, kicking it off on GCN. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, additional 5 days a week through National News Radio. Coming right back after this with more powerful healing and a moment of duh related to weight loss. You'll never believe what they figured out. Stand by for that after the break.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, I heard from my 12-year-old son on the break. He says, Dad, tell him about toothpaste. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because he knows. He's like all the Crests and Colgates of the world, loaded with fluoride colorings, sweeteners, all kinds of nasty stuff. Of course, we use Ayurvedic paste and things. You can use baking soda. There's a lot of other options besides toxicological toothpaste. That's right, because read the label. If you ingest it, call Poison Control. But not here, not now, not ever. We actually read labels. Read labels? What is that? Well, there are scientific studies now that show some things that are so absurd, you wonder how and why that they were paid for, right? Like, we've covered so many of them over the years, but this study thankfully comes out of, not the United States, but the taxpayers in Spain, where they don't have any extra money, must be asking something so absurd that it could only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh, brought to you by Spanish researchers. Yes, lead author Maria from the University of Santiago de Compostela and colleagues at the University of Tennessee, University of Arkansas, and Norwegian Institute of Agricultural Finance Research. Wait a second. U.S. taxpayers may have been on the hook for this one. What did they find? Ladies, you want to lose weight? Read labels! That's right! Somebody paid for this! They paid for this! Oh my gosh. People who read labels weigh less. This is shocking. No, it's not. It's not. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we point out these absurdities. They observed 25,640 observations collected on health eating and shopping habits in this survey, and they found that, yes, you ladies that actually read labels way less. That's why it's a moment of doubt. Exactly. Didn't you not figure that that would be obvious? Those who don't read labels weigh more because they think it's all about calories. How many people out there still believe it's all about calories? And I'm telling you, medical doctors still believe it. Registered dietitians still believe it. Oh, it's only about, yes, if you limit your calories. Nothing about the quality of the calories. Nothing about what's in the calories. In fact, I've found time and time again that by eating cleaner foods, even high caloric dense and especially high fat foods, you can reduce your weight. Yes, that's right. You can lose weight by eating high fat. Oh my gosh. I hear registered dietitians having coronaries all over America right now. I said that right. You eat more fat, you lose weight. Now, we're not talking about toxicological fat. Fat coming from animals grown with antibiotics, synthetic growth hormones and things. That's not what we're talking about here. But we are talking about all kinds of fats, from omega-3 essential fats to saturated fats, whether it be from coconuts or whether it be from lard from an animal. If those animals were raised humanely, cleanly, they ate that what God intended them to eat. Like if you eat beef and it's not that cattle is not eating grass, you shouldn't eat it. It's going to create problems. And of course, these CAFOs, these factory farms, are all producing animals or raising animals, if you can call them that, in confinement. And the drugs are there either to A, fatten them up, or B, keep them alive, or two, or C, some semblance of both of those things. And if you consume that kind of fat, it's loaded with toxic heavy metals. Again, we come back to the heavy metals. It isn't just the mercury fillings. It isn't just the vaccinations. But it's the heavy metals coming in through saturated fats that are grown chemically, synthetically, toxicologically. Yet we have a study like this out of Spain, but also combined with with America, says you read labels. Of course, then they call you orthorexic because once you read labels, you're going to say, oh, I don't want to eat the toxic crap. I want the good stuff. I want the omega-3 essential fats. I want the saturated fats. I want to lose weight healthfully. I want to detoxify my liver. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out online, robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. All the healing links are up there for you. Next hour, Judy Irwin's going to join us. We're going to talk right frequency for what? We did sarcoidosis. We're going to do rheumatoid arthritis. Very cool stuff. But omega-3 essential fats, they're being dissed. Misinformation, disinfo campaign, we've got to counter it. On the other side of this break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, say thanks to our sponsors.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
Are you still fat-phobic? If you are, you have not been listening enough to the Robert Scott Bell Show, which in addition to our week kicking it off here on GCN, through our affiliates all over the United States, Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio as well. You can plug in and hundreds of hours, literally, of archives available for free through GCN, through Natural News Radio, through iTunes. Plug it in, get it down, spread the word, and that's how we, let's say, start chipping away at the 4.02 billion drugs that are prescribed every year. We don't need, like I said, Al-Qaeda is not the great danger. The American people who are accepting these prescriptions from their doctors are the problem. We are doing it to ourselves. And more on that, yeah, the morons as well. A study just published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, resulting in a flurry of articles proclaiming the uselessness of omega-3 fatty acids in the prevention of heart disease. All those years we've been talking about omega-3 essential fats, fish oil, cod liver oil. I'm sorry, were we wrong? Were we wrong? Has the JAMA Journal finally undid the myth that omega-3 fats are good for you? That grandma and grandpa knew what they were talking about when they made you drink that stuff that tasted so gnarly and smelled so gnarly, which now doesn't have to smell so gnarly or taste so gnarly. Could it be? USA Today headline declared, fish oil supplements don't prevent heart attacks. Is it true? The ABC News said, fish oil, no lifesaver. Study finds. They would rather have you eating candy-coated, colored lifesavers than taking fish oil. And the problem is you're taking too much fish oil, which means your cardiovascular risk is going down. So they had to do something. They had to do something. Big Pharma had to put up a meta-analysis. Who are we going to hire? Who will find what we want in a meta-analysis? Meta-analysis, as you heard earlier in the week, listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, my dear friend, he guested. We talked about the laziness of meta-analyses. Just cherry-picking the studies you want and coming to any conclusion that you're paid for. That's right. And there's a great article debunking the fish oil articles from JAMA. And it's on naturalnews.com, the home of Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, what the anti-fish oil study really says. And kudos to Sherry Baker, health sciences editor there, for writing a great article on this. I'm going to go through a little bit of it now. Evangelos C. Rizos, he's an MD at the University of Hospital in Ioannina, what are you going to say, in Greece, and colleagues performed this large-scale study analyzing the randomized evidence from 20 studies involving omega-3 essential fats, good fats found in fatty fish like salmon, you know, some plant foods like walnuts, and in their meta-analysis, they basically said, not so good, not so good. But is it really the case? Is that really the truth? Are these really the facts? Do we know anything about the groups that they studied in the meta-analysis? Were they consistently taking omega-3s? Any documentation, huh? That they could say they had less or more cardiovascular events for how long previous? I don't know. Not said. Do we know if the research subjects took omega-3 supplements or ate fatty fish regularly or sporadically? Do we know what else was in their diet? Did they have mercury? Were they on selenium or not? Do we know how many were seriously ill with heart disease or other illnesses long before they began taking the omega-3s? And guess what? The answer is Nine? No. How do you say no in Greek? I don't know. No. Oy vey. Little Yiddish. They screwed up big time on this one. It's so obvious now that even a child can see through it. The researchers themselves admitted as such by saying an individual patient data meta-analysis would be more appropriate to refine possible associations related to, among others, dose, adherence, baseline intake, and cardiovascular disease risk groups. So the headlines say one thing, and guess what? The body of evidence says completely the opposite. They took so little omega-3 as to be inconsequential. And if you've heard us talking about the studies here on the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years, we're talking about 1, 2, 3 grams minimum to get the massive benefits that you need to increase the omega-3s to the level that would impact significantly in reducing the triglycerides, reducing inflammation. That is the risk that is the true causative starting point of cardiovascular events and diseases. But they don't want to let you know that. They don't want you doing this. Just the same way that the AMA went after doctors all those years ago, all those decades ago in the middle of the 20th century who were doing chelation. Yes, chelation therapy, intravenous chelation, and they were cleansing the arteries through these synthetic vitamins, cleaning them out. And I'm not a synthetic vitamin kind of guy, but my gosh, would I prefer that over open heart surgery? Heck yeah, but it's not as profitable for the medical profession, so they went after the docs. And there are good docs out there that are doing chelation to detox not only the heavy metals, but to cleanse the arteries without open heart surgery. They don't want you to know it. Here we take selenium, we take chromium, we take silica, and we keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, birth control warning next, as well as more on superbugs and QE3 right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Trying to get a lesson from one of my listeners on the Facebook about how do you say no in Greek? Ochi? Oki? Ochi? I'm sorry. My Greek, you know, my big fat Greek wedding was as far as I got. And of course, I always talk about the Windex in that film should have been sovereign silver because it actually does so many things and has all of those properties. But oh man, oh man. There's so much more to talk about and so little time to do it, even with 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. But you got to keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get plugged in and empowered in ways the old media, the IG Farben conflicted pharmaceutical media, does not want you to know. And you could be orthorexic like me. Oh my gosh, no, I don't want to be labeled as such. Don't worry about it. Stop worrying about what they're saying about you and start living beyond their reach. And that, of course, that upsets them greatly. when you say, your permission is not required. That's the worst thing you can say to a bureaucrat or any of these New World odor eater people. We don't require your permission. That's what the 10th Amendment Center talks about all the time. Your permission is not required. We don't need to ask you for permission to live constitutionally, even though the federal government, in many cases the states also, violate the Constitution regularly. And they violate your Constitution regularly by, what, endorsing the third to second to first leading cause of death as the medical monopoly that it is. Ladies, if you're on birth control, did you know they put Staphylococcus aureus all over your birth control pills? You're contaminated pills! No, they don't. I don't think that's up, but that's not what's happening. But what's happened is if you're on birth control, you are precipitating the rise of Staphylococcus aureus in your body. That's right. A new study out of Germany is suggesting that being on birth control pills increases your likelihood of carrying and having staph infections. Tells you what? The law of the terrain, which they don't say it, but they say it in the very first line here. Taking birth control pills may make women's bodies more hospitable to staph bacteria. That means you didn't catch the staph. You created an environment where it was already there and now it's flourishing. Thanks to Big Pharma. Anytime you pollute, poison, intoxicate your terrain, you facilitate the rise of microbes, even viral replication. And they want you to get a flu shot for that. No, they're going to facilitate more viral activity by giving you the flu shot. Don't be one of the stupid people. Please, please wake up your neighbors, family, friends. Let them know about what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And say thanks to all those who support this message of health, freedom, and liberty. We got a great, great, great event coming up next week. Oh my gosh, it's coming up so fast! Friday and Saturday, Advanced Medicine Seminars with Dr. Rashid Batar and friends. And I will be there on Saturday the 22nd. I want to see you in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's right. Philadelphia. Saturday the 22nd of September. Docs of any kind in stripe and color, whatever, it doesn't matter. You come on down the 21st, Friday, for the health professionals meeting. And then it's all for everybody on the Saturday the 22nd. I'll be there. See you in Philly. Check it out, advancedmedicineseminars.com. Links are up. I want to see you there. Now, in addition to birth control, we have other things that we got to concern ourselves with on the drug front. This is a weird story, too, considering what I opened with today. Americans are so short on cash they are doing without prescription drugs and skipping doctor visits. Except if that 4.02 billion prescriptions are being written, but only 2 billion are being filled. Maybe that's the story. I don't know. It's not written that way. But yes, it is modern medicine that is bankrupting the medical system itself because of the monopoly. But it's bankrupting the people who rely upon it. But even more importantly than that, than all the health that I talk about here, is QE3 and how that is bankrupting everybody but the uber wealthy, the super wealthy. And I've got quotes here. There's a link in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. 10 shocking quotes about QE3. What is QE3 doing to America? This is where we talk economic health and healing, because if you want to prescribe the drugs, that's one thing. If you want to be able to afford them, that's a whole different story. And whether the monopoly is a disaster, which it is, the monopoly on money is equally, if not more so, a disaster, because it will prevent you from accessing the things you need. And next hour, when we talk to Judy Irwin, please save up now. Get the right frequency, the BCX Ultra, before you can't afford it. Now, I'm serious. Because of the Federal Reserve note, what it's doing with QE3. Now is the time to give the gift of healing while you still can, and a gift that keeps on giving, one that you won't have to continue to buy and rebuy and rebuy. You'll hear about that next hour when we talk about rheumatoid arthritis and more with Judy Irwin. What did Ron Paul say about QE3? It means We are weakening the dollar. We are trying to liquidate our debt through inflation. The consequences of what the Fed is doing is a lot more than just CPI, Consumer Price Index. It has to do with malinvestment and people doing the wrong things at the wrong time. Believe me, there's plenty of that. The one thing that Bernanke has not achieved, and it frustrates him, I can tell, is he gets no economic growth. He doesn't do anything with the unemployment numbers. I think the country should have panicked over what the Fed is saying, that we have lost control and the only thing we have left is massively creating new money out of thin air, which has not worked before and is not going to work this time. Thank you, Ron Paul. Peter Schiff says this is a disastrous monetary policy. It's kamikaze monetary policy. Michael Pinto says this is the nuclear option for them. This is a never-ending weapon that is being fired at the middle class. But Donald Trump, yes, the Trumpster has struck again. He's honest. He's honest as the day is long, I'll tell you that. He says what he thinks, even though it makes him look like a heel. Donald Trump says this about QE3. People like me will benefit from this. People like me will benefit from this. What is people like Donald Trump? It's the people that get to touch the money first, before it goes into wide circulation and is diminished in value, that wipes out the middle class and turns you into the poor people. And where are you lefties protesting Barack Obama and his continuing assault on you by forcing you to pay for what? Egypt? Syria? Where else are you going to go? Pakistan? Yes, taking money from the poor people of America, giving it to the rich people of those countries, propping up through foreign aid. What else do we have here? It is an absolute disaster what is going on. What does Ben Bernanke say? I want to be clear. While I think we can make a meaningful and significant contribution to reducing this problem, we can't solve it. We don't have the tools that are strong enough to solve the unemployment problem. Hello? Anybody listening? Mick Bernanke? Hello? Nothing you can do will solve the problem because all you got is printing, wallpapering planet Earth with Federal Reserve notes. And the only thing saving the dollar right now is that it's being done everywhere else too. In Europe with the euro. Gold, silver, barter, find a way to grow your own food now, right here, right now. Get the BCX Ultra. We're going to talk about it now. Get all the things you need to restore integrity to your health, to your life, to your liberty, to your property. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where each day, 6 days a week, I describe to you what? The way to remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.